Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it is Tani Clark Marinelli here. Welcome to Empowering Yourself and Your Children, Blog Talk Radio Show. Thanks again for joining me. I'm really excited to talk about today's topic, passion, with Galit. But before we introduce her, we're going to go through a few housekeeping items, letting y'all know that the Empowering Kids program, Nature Camp, is we still have some room available in week one, which is August 15th. So get your kids enrolled today. I know we're not going to have available spots for long. It's a very popular camp here in Winnipeg, and the location is extremely beautiful. If your kids have been in the camp before, they're going to want to come back. We have a lot of repeaters. And, so I just want to welcome you all here. And if you guys are on the fence about that, go over to empoweringkidsprogram.com. Check out the testimonials. We got videos. We got a ton of information. All of your questions would be answered if you hop on over to that website. Also, guys, not only 10 a.m. every Thursday morning, we host an empowering radio show with empowering guests. But after the radio show at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, I also host a free webinar training. This webinar training is all about breaking through your limitations and getting right to the money mindset of things. It's basically a free hour live training. Ask your questions. Ask any questions that you want. It's basically having a free life coach online presenting all these powerful tips and tools for you to implement in your life and in your business, okay, to grow a prosperous business. But you guys get to ask me questions, okay, questions that only my clients ask me. So this is juicy information. You guys are going to want to sign up. You guys are going to want to come. Again, it's free, no obligation. So if you guys want to sign up there, go to investinyourselfcourse.com and click on the success tab, and that'll take you directly to That'll take you directly to the webinar. So I want to see you guys there. Each week we have amazing people attend the webinar asking powerful questions and getting, clarity in their business. So if this is something that you guys want to experience and experience a six-figure year, six-figure business, then hop on over and register for that webinar training. Now, I want to talk to you guys about Galit. I hope I just pronounced it right. So she is a certified accredited coach through the by International Coaching Federation, best-selling sea author and workshop facilitator. She's also the proud owner of Flourish and Bloom Coaching, fellow coach, for 8 years now. She is also the host of her own blog talk radio show, so you guys got to go check that out. It's called Life Starts With You. Galit was also not clear about her passion, and she found it through this system, okay? And so without further ado, I'm just totally going to introduce Galit. Did I pronounce it right?
Galit, yes.
Galit, there. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, no, I just butchered her name. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. Feeling really excited to be on this show today.
Good. I'm so glad you were able to come. There's a few topics of coaching that you do. And in a few minutes, I want to hear all about them. But today we're focusing on passion. And I want to hear all about that, your journey all the way up to coaching passion and why it was that you find you're so inspired to coach this.
Yeah, sure. So the way that it all started is that I worked as a teacher before. I was a teacher. I have a degree in teaching, in actually teaching English as a second language. And I also have a degree in English literature. And I have been 8 years in university. So afterwards, I started working as a teacher. And I was teaching many, many levels. I was teaching children mostly, teenagers and adults. And I started working in a primary school. But over time, I just realized that I wasn't meant to do it. I just really didn't like it. I liked the teaching part. I adored the teaching part. But I just didn't like to discipline kids, and I felt something was missing. I felt that I wanted to do something completely different. But, of course, I didn't know what it was. So, just like everybody else, I was trying to do many, many things. But before I get to that part of where I was trying to do many things, when I came home from that job, I always felt stressed up, exhausted, unsatisfied, and I felt a sense of emptiness. And I just didn't know why, because at that time, I didn't quite realize that I don't like the job. I just couldn't put any dots together. So at some point, I just realized as time went by that it wasn't what I wanted to do. And not to mention, the worst part of all is that I wasn't even successful at that. I just didn't like disciplining a whole classroom and be like a policeman that you always tell, oh, go in the corner, or don't do this and don't do that. And I also saw a lot of things that are not very nice as well, that really broke my heart many times. So it was not a very, because when, in the beginning, when you even start to be a teacher, they put you in the worst schools ever. So anyway, so I went home one day and I said, you know what? It is not what I want to do. It's really not. So then I started to think, okay, so what do I want to do? And this is where I started to try all kinds of things. So one day I saw those ladies that are going downtown here in Montreal, because I'm from Montreal, Canada. And I went downtown, even in Old Port sometimes, and I saw those women that are dressed in business suits, and they're very nice, and working in an office. And I started fantasizing about working in an office, and I thought, oh, that's maybe what I want, to work in an office. And I started working in an office. I left my other job, and I went to work in an office. But I didn't get into a big office. I ended up in a small company. But in the beginning, the boss was very nice because it was a friend of the family, a friend of my brother. And it was nice in the beginning, and I started as a receptionist, and then I got promoted to a transport coordinator, and I had my own little department, and I was so happy. I was a little bit happy over there. Over time, I started losing motivation, and one day I just felt, I just want to give these people suggestions. I just want to be involved in the management. And it was stronger than me because I really acted out on it. I really acted out on it. So after a while, it became not fun at all. The company didn't go well. And I started not doing well, and many, many other things that have happened energetically over there as well that were not nice for me, that were not very pleasant. And I started not liking it at all. So after that, I was trying other jobs as well. And at some point, I also used to come home at some period of time where I didn't feel satisfied. I felt, again, exhausted and stressed up. And and frustrated and angry, and I didn't quite understand why. And at some point, I had to go back. I had to move away with my husband to a smaller city in Quebec, which is called Three Rivers. And at this particular point, I was just fed up. I just really didn't know what it is that I wanted to do. I just had no idea. And plus, I felt like a failure. I felt like a complete failure, because what I realized at some point is that in the teaching and in the office, I was trying to do things that were against my abilities. I didn't have the exact strengths in those jobs. I wasn't using my strengths. I wasn't using my real talents. In fact, I didn't know what they were even. I was young then.
Right.
And as I went, I came home. At that time, it was a very dark time for me. It was a very dark time because I felt completely like a failure. My confidence was to the floor. I fell into depression because I just said, why the heck am I failing in everything and why I'm not happy? And I said, I don't like this.
You almost get a sense of I'm just not good enough, right? Like I can't.
Yes, exactly.
Can't do
exactly.
It. I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what I was thinking at that time, is that I'm not good enough. I'm not good at anything. What am I good at anyway? And
mm-hmm.
So one day, it was a snowy day
mm-hmm.
in January, and I was looking out the window and I was seeing the beautiful snowflakes coming down. And every single day at 4 p.m., I was always opening the TV to watch the Oprah show.
Uh-huh.
And as I was watching the Oprah show, I came to the, on that Oprah show on that day in 2004, she said, it is important to follow your passion. And when you follow your passion, you also discover what you're good at. And
uh-huh.
It is very important to follow your passion, because that's what's going to give you happiness. When you do a job you love, your life changes completely.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched this show, I had tears in my eyes. I had so many tears. I was crying. And I realized, yes, I was doing something I don't like. And I have the possibility. Another thing she said is, you have the possibility to do what you love. Now, as a child, I always dreamed about being an actress. But over time, because this is when my self-discovery journey really started, when I watched that Oprah show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what I wanted to add is, because I'm also a mother, I'm also a mom, and when
mm-hmm.
I was working in these jobs, I was always torn between work and motherhood. You know how a mother always feels guilty. I felt very guilty not taking care of my children, because many times it was very far away and I was coming home very late. I was leaving very early in the morning. Like I had to wake up at 5 in the morning and get there around 8 o'clock. And then I used to come home maybe, I can't remember if it was 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. Anyway, very late. So I was torn between the two worlds also. And every time I wanted to take time off, you know, when you work for somebody, they don't let you take time whenever you want. Or if you take too much time, then you risk to lose your job and stuff like that. And you have to live with that stress.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew from the beginning, when I saw that show, that I wanted to work at home. This was one point that I was clear about.
Mm-hmm.
Except I didn't know what that would be.
Right.
So I had to go into a self-discovery journey. And when I went into the self-discovery journey after the show, it was also they were talking about The Secret in that show as well. So I took every book that I could put my hands on. I listened to every teleseminar that I could listen to. I did everything that I could do. So here I was, reading book after book, sitting in my living room, in my pajamas, reading every single book that I could and learning everything that I could put my hands on. And I started to journal at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I started to journal, and I learned more and more about getting clear about your passion. I learned about The Secret and how it works.
Yeah.
And many other things that have to do with self-development. And I started to develop a passion for it. And I remember that suddenly there was, I opened a Jack Canfield book.
Yeah.
And in that Jack Canfield book, he was explaining about your life's mission. So, and mm-hmm. that, and the importance of having a mission in life, because many times we go around our lives being busy all the time, but we never really stop to think, why am I here on this earth? Now, I'm not going to get into that today because this is a very big question and it's a long process. It took me a month to discover what is my life purpose. It took me a while, and I did a lot of work for that.
Are you able to, like, walk somebody?
That book.
Are you?
That, yes.
Are you able to walk somebody through that process so they don't have to spend a month on it?
I am able to help someone with that, yes. But here is the thing. I'm a truth teller.
Yeah.
Each person is different. And each person is in a different level in their personal development.
Right.
So for each person, it may take very little time or it may take a little longer.
Depending on how open they are to it?
And how open they are to it. Yes.
Yeah.
It has to.
Okay.
There's a lot of, how can I say, a lot of elements that come around it.
Right.
And the most important part of all is what people have to understand is that when they come to me, they first have to discover who they are. In order to get to the mission, you have to know who you are. You have to know what you like. What are some of your talents and skills? Many people that come to me, they have no idea what their abilities are. They have never looked at it.
I know.
They don't know what their abilities are. They don't know what their strengths are. They don't know what they're good at. They don't know what interests them. That's the people I work with. And what I do, my job, is to guide them, is to get out their clarity out so they will know what they love. Because me, I found what it is that I love through a system that I've gone through.
Right.
And that's what I teach.
That's very cool. That's very cool because I couldn't tell you how many people have approached me and just said, I have no idea what I want to do. A couple of years ago, I did an online webinar, and it was like an online workshop. And in there, it talked about the differences between passions and talent, because what you're talented at doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be passionate at it, right? And that's a very important differentiation to make. Is that even a word? So... Where was I going with this? Oh, there's a gentleman in my life, and he says to me, I said to him, like, what are you passionate about? If you could do anything and you know, for free, what would it be? I have no idea, Tanya. I have no idea. It's going to be nice when I get the time to explore that. So what do you say to those in that situation?
Well, in that situation, what I do is I take the person into a process where I help them discover what they want to do. So that is what I do. So first, I take the person through. I ask them, okay, what is the vision of your life? What is the kind of lifestyle that you want to live? And the reason I do that is because most of the time people have no idea what they want. They have no idea. So that vision, I do it in writing. I work a lot with writing because there's a power, a special power between the pen and the mind. Right. So when you write things, you gain a lot of clarity when you start writing. It is an easy, quick way to get clear about something. There's a lot of research about what writing can do. I won't get into it right now, but that's one of the things that it can do. So when people write a vision and they get clear about the kind of lifestyle they want to live and where they want to live, what they want to do, how they want to feel, then they start to really get clear of where they're going with this. Because if you don't know your vision, if you don't know the kind of lifestyle you want to live, if you don't know who you want to be with, what you want to do, where you want to live, or et cetera, whatever you want to put in your vision, then it will be very hard to get clear about the other elements of the process that I am going to walk them through. You understand?
That makes sense. That makes total sense. And I find, too, that there are a lot of people out there that are like, I don't know what it is that I want to do. Maybe when I have time, I'll sit there and figure it out. But that's also kind of like, I'm scared to figure out what I want to do, because that's a really big step. It means that you're going to be like, you're going to be put in the position to want to take action once you find out what it is that you're passionate about doing. At least that's the experience I've had with people. What do you think?
Well, most of my clients, when they come to me, and that brings me to my next point, actually, is that what happens often is that I meet some people, not all of them, most people, in a very quick time, they get clear what they want to do pretty quickly. But there's some people that what happens is that they have a lot of false beliefs and a lot of fears. One of the common fears that I stumble on is that there's some people who say, well, it's impossible for me to do it. So they come with the excuse of, I don't have time to do it. Now, I say the following. If you really want to find your passion, if you really want to be happy, if you really want to do something about it, then you will find the time. And sometimes sometimes you will have to make some sacrifices to do that. It's not going to come just boom, like that, you know. I mean, I had my child and I wanted to learn something. So when she was sleeping, I was learning. I know a woman who has a baby, and the way that she works, she's teaching people how to speak, and that is her passion. And one of the things that she does is she stays up at night and she is working on her passion. I say the following: if you have a will to get out of your situation, if you have a strong will to do something better in your life, to follow a passion, to realize your dream, you will find the time. Not finding, saying, I don't have the time, and I'm also a time management coach as well. So when you tell me I don't have time, that's an excuse for me. That's an excuse or a way to self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah, because it's really cool that you can be bold enough to, like, state that. You know what? Not having the time is a flat-out excuse. I'm quoting her, by the way, guys. but it is. It's true, right? Like, for me, this is how I always explain it. It's
Like, when you make a decision, that's when the universe, God, divinity, conspires to make it happen for you. So,
exactly.
In essence, when you say you don't have the time, that is the decision that you're making, and it's going to happen, right? Rather, I invite people to say, how can I find the time for this? How can I make this happen? I want to do this, so how can I make it happen? It's the same thing with money, right? I can't afford that. That's a decision. And it's like, rather I invite my clients to say, how can I afford this? I want to experience this, so how can I make it happen? Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's very,
so instead
yeah.
of having the perspective of I don't have time, is what actions can I take and what can I do to make it happen? How can I schedule time in my schedule, and what can I say no to? What can I say no to that is less important so I can make space for what it is that I really desire? You see, I have two children. I have two children. I'm busy. I have a business. I have two children. But I find time for those things. I balance them. I schedule them. So, again, if you want, you have the choice, people. You have the choice. You can choose to stay where you are and continue the miserable life that you live in and not be happy. Or you can make a choice and make a decision, just like Tanya says, and say, you know what? I'm going to do whatever the heck it takes to get out of that situation. And that's me. I'm ambitious and I'm determined, and I just do it. I don't think about it. I just take action. Do all my actions work out? No. Then I try another action. That's it. You have to have the courage to start. You must have the courage to start. If I have anything inspirational to say today, start. Start small. Wherever you are. And overcome your fear. Just do it.
So I love your call outs. That's awesome. I love that you're doing it. And one more thing to add to that, I completely agree with you, because 2.5 years ago when my husband and I separated and I moved out, there was no way in hell I was putting my kids back in school. I was going to homeschool. I was going to figure out how to grow my business and continue homeschooling, single parent or not. Those are the decisions that we made for our children. And I did it. And I'm doing it, right? So absolutely, if you want it bad enough, you'll figure it out. I mean, this morning, I was up at 4:30 this morning prepping for my webinar, right? There's just certain things that you're willing to do when you're passionate about it.
Exactly. For me, whatever I do, even this, when I'm coming on this call, for me, it's play. I just love to talk, as you can see. That's one of my passions. I love to talk. You know, I can talk for hours. You can barely even stop me. Anyway.
Absolutely.
So my passion is doing my job. So when I do my job as a life coach and I come and I inspire people, that elevates me. That fuels me every single day. This is what I love to do. So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up really super excited to just start my day. And that's what passion is. Is you love to do it and you don't even look at the clock. You don't even know when time even passed, because you enjoy what you're doing. And that's what passion is. Is not knowing when time is passed. It's just doing it with immense pleasure.
I completely agree with you. I got to share something. So this show is all about empowering you and your children. And I'm a big, I love homeschooling, unschooling, and being able to create, pursue your passions even around that. So one thing that I love sharing with people is when I first started homeschooling, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I had family friends close to me say, what time do your kids get up? And I'm like, well, they get up when they want to get up. They have no alarm set. I don't quote-unquote train them to get up at a certain time. And they just could not understand that
this was the response, was that, yeah, but how are they going to get up and go to work when they're older? And I thought to myself, well, when they figure out what it is that they want to do, they're going to get their butts up and go to work. You know, they're going to do it. And that's the experience that I've had with them, and that's the experience that I have with me. And I remind them, hey, you do know I'm self-employed, right? Like, when I want to do something bad enough, I'm up at 4:30 in the morning, or I'm up until 4:30 in the morning. So that's my, you know, invitation to everybody listening, is that when you're, you know, homeschooling, unschooling, whatever the case is, when they're passionate enough, they'll get up, they'll do it. Same as us, right? And they'll do it the best they're
ready. Yes, exactly.
And you're absolutely right. Yesterday I was like, today I'm doing a webinar after this at 11:30. I'm probably doing my webinar from my bed because I'm not feeling well. Yesterday I was not feeling well. I was in bed all day, but I had my computer on my lap and I worked for hours because it was relaxing and it was something that I just really, really wanted to do. But other than that, like, if it was something that I didn't want to do, hell no, I'm not opening my computer. Right?
Right,
it's
yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, is that we have, when we choose to be an entrepreneur, and that's one of the reasons I chose to be one, is that you can have the freedom to create your own schedule and how you're going to work on that, and also have free time for yourself to really take time of you and take time of the people that you really love in your life, your kids, your other people in your life, your family members. Even my kids have passions. It's not just me. My daughter is very artistic, and she's learning how to play the piano. She was in ballet. My son is playing the guitar. And he's also, another very big passion for him is the military, which probably other parents would freak out. But I kind of understand his passion for it, for the military. Sometimes I freak out on certain things for him as a mother, like every other mother. But he really likes it. So I'm not going to stop him from going to where he wants to go. He's going to get a job. He's 17, and he's going to get a job this summer working in the military. But I found that the military actually has taught my son to be more mature, more responsible for a lot of things, and he has grown up to be a very responsible teenager, which is very rare these days, very rare these days. So he went, you know, when I say military, he went to those cadets, you know, and that's how he really started, and he really loves it. He really loves it. And he loves also the guitar.
Yeah, that's cool. See, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. That is very cool to be here. this is cool. Maybe you have some feedback for me. But while you're on that topic, I have an 11-year-old son. He's very interested in attending to that. And I'm very pro-peace, a lot more than a lot of people out there. And it's really challenging for me to allow that, you know what I mean, to just step back and support him through what he's passionate about and allow that to happen.
Why do you have trouble allowing it to happen?
Because I'm more of a peacemaker, and I feel like their view on things is a little skewed when it comes to that. But maybe if he signed up, he'd kind of make his own perception of things, right? Rather than what he learned from TV and whatever the case is. I'm gonna talk myself through that. That's so
well,
funny.
Sometimes it's hard, and how can I say? It's hard sometimes to see these things. As parents, we may not always agree with the passions of our children. However, as an adult, if I may share a story with you.
Sure.
My father stopped me all my life to go into acting. And for the rest of my life, I have regretted it. I have regretted it tremendously that he has not allowed me to do what it is I love, and he tried to impose on me to be a teacher, because the reason that I have became a teacher in the first place is because of my father. Because my father always says, well, this is a good job for a woman, you know? So he kind of made me stuck in one place. And he always prevented me from going after my dreams. Now, of course, as I became an adult, as you can see, I ain't letting anybody stop me from going after my dreams. So you see, as a parent, and for all the parents that are on the call, here is the thing. When someone has a passion, when a kid has a passion for something, sometimes what they choose as their passion may not resonate with you. However, if as parents, we all want the same thing, don't we? We simply mm-hmm. want our children to be happy, right? We all want yeah. that. In the end of everything is that we want them to be happy. Now, for example, if they want to become an artist, okay, of any kind, an actor, an artist, a painter, whatever, we also have to guide them in the sense that if they go after it, they also have to understand that they have to find an alternative way, for example, to make a living. Okay? Either they have to have an extra education or whatever that is needed for them to be able to sustain their dream and still make a living, because it will be very hard to just follow the dream without having an alternative way of earning a living. So that is what I would say that will make your child feel safer, will make you feel safer as well. But always remember that personally what I feel is that it's very important, even though it's hard for us to see it, sometimes I feel that we have to allow our children to make their own choices in life,
mm-hmm. yeah.
especially when they get to a certain age, to a certain age. And sometimes those choices are not what we want, but sometimes they have to learn their way. Sometimes they have to learn their way. That is my personal opinion on the subject as a parent. But for some of you, it may be a totally different perspective. It's depending mm-hmm. on your education, your culture, your many other issues, and that's fine. That's 100% yeah. fine.
So what do you offer? So if people are like stuck, confused, don't know what it is that they're passionate about, don't know what it is that their life mission is, their dharma is, whatever the case is, what they're supposed to be doing in life, they're going to come to you, right? And how are mm-hmm. you going to help them?
Well, the way that I help them is that I have a system, as I said before. It's a 6-step system that I go with people. And the first thing that people have, two very important things that people have to understand is, first they have to get clear about what it is that they want. And that's what I offer. That's how I help people. I help people get clear about what their mission is. And I take them through a system. So as I said, I gave you one part of the system, and that is really starting with a vision. And after we look at the vision, we also look at the fears, because unless someone is healing those fears, is really looking at them and the false beliefs and everything that is is stopping you, because what happens is those fears are, they can clutter clarity. So if you don't get over them, it's going to be hard to move forward. But once you discover those fears, like one of them, it's impossible for me to have my dream, there could be things like, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve that dream, I can't do it, I don't have the ability to do it. So there could be many, many fears. For each person, it's so individual. I had people who had so many things. It's just amazing what you can find when you really look inside. So after we get to that, we get into a system where we really look at your abilities. We look at your abilities, at your talents, at your skills, at what you are able to do. And then I take you for a narrowing down process. And I don't just help. When people come to me for passion, it's not just passion. Because what happens many times when people are not clear is also because they don't know they don't know themselves very well. And
right,
or they don't have a lot of confidence in themselves. So I go very, very deep. When you come to me, you will get clear about your passion. You will go through a whole system, but you're also going to learn how to find time to work on your passion, how to have a plan. I will help you get a plan to follow your passion as well, how to have the motivation to work on your passion, and also how to maintain it, creating good habits. So there's a lot of things that I'm doing with people and not just one. And there's two ways that I do it. I do it for workshops, and I also do it one-on-one.
Okay. So are they in-person workshops?
I have both. I have in-person workshops, and I have online workshops also. So some workshops are face-to-face and some are online.
That's awesome. Because you're in Quebec, right?
I'm in Montreal. So if people
you're
are
in
not
Montreal.
In Montreal, they can still come to my events. Because it's online.
So
you just have to hook your phone up and you're there from the comfort of your home.
Cool. So it's live streaming then? Right.
It's on the for the moment. It's like on the phone, you know, just like I am now with you. You know, it's just not a block talk radio. It's going to be like a conference call on a conference.
A conference call. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And so, if somebody wants to work with you, how are they going to get a hold of you?
Well, the way that they can get hold of me is by emailing me at info with a capital letter, at bloomingconfidence.com. So that's how
info
you can get hold on me.
Info
Sorry?
At blooming.
Blooming Confidence,
blooming
one
conference?
Word. Yeah. Small letters. So info at bloomingconfidence.com. It's blooming confidence is one word. .com.
Blooming Confidence. So I tried to invite you over to the event page on Facebook. Did you get that invitation?
Nope.
No. Okay. I'm going to try one more time because then you're able to just hop on over there and post all of your information. Aha, there you are. Send invite. Oh, that's why. I've exceeded my amount of people on my invite list. Okay, I'll post that in there for everybody. I'll actually post it right now. So they can get a hold of you. And how long do they work with you? Like, is it over a month, 2 months? How long can they work with you for?
Well, I have several packages, and the way that they can find out about my packages is if they go to www.bloomingconfidence.com. And they go in to work with me, and there they can find out the information. I have a four session package. I have a 90-day package, and I will be adding a 6-month package very soon that I haven't put on my site yet. So, they can also call me as long as there's no soliciting, please. You can call me at 514-759-5533, 514-759-5533. It's only if you want to book with me a session or if you want to ask me any questions, get to know me better. And I'm in Eastern time zone.
Eastern, yes. So that is, what time is it there now?
Well, right now I'm 1 hour different from you guys, so it's 11:46 right now in my place.
There you go. Yes, it's 10:46 here. So for everybody listening, I just posted
Galit.
Ah, okay. I just posted
it's
Galit.
It's okay. You'll get it, Tanya. I forgive you.
I have the worst French accent ever.
I forgive you.
I just posted Galit's information on the event page for this week's radio show. So hop on over there and check out her information. Because Galit is sharing some freebies with everybody listening today, right?
Yes. One of the freebies that I want to share is I'm offering all of you a complimentary how to get clear about your passion session with me. And I'm super excited to get on the call with you.
You know what?
I can better help you.
All of the people listening to these shows get so many amazing freebies. It's kind of ridiculous. Not ridiculous. That's a bad word. It's amazing. So a complimentary free session to find out your passion, yes, please. Definitely. And if you guys want that, just hop on over. They can just email you, right, and say, hey, I heard you on Tammy's
show.
Email
me, call me. I'm here to serve you. I'm feeling super excited.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I have to do.
Good. That's amazing. What other kind of freebies do you have? You mentioned that you have something on your website.
There's another way you can jump on my newsletter. You can find it on my site on, again, www.bloomingconfidence.com. It's going to be on my homepage on the right side. You will see it right away, Capable and Confident Newsletter. And you can sign up there to my newsletter, and you can get plenty of wonderful tips and some of the events that I'm doing. I'm giving lots of wonderful information over there. Another way is that I have my own blog, if I may say, if it's okay with you, Tanya, I have my own blog, Talk Radio, that is also a freebie. I have a blog on my site. You can find videos of me. You can go on YouTube. I have a whole channel over there. You can find lots of wonderful information there. You can join me on Facebook. I have videos very often there and lots of wonderful tips. I have my own Facebook group, Find Your Passion Club, that you can join if you want to, and there's more tips and information over there, too.
Very cool. Well, I got to tell you. I got to tell you, I have been loving you coming on the show today. I'm so glad that we were able to connect. And, I think I connected with you about a month ago, and this was the only day that worked, and I'm so glad that it did because, I think everybody needs a reminder from, now and then that there's more to life than getting up and going to work and paying the bills and doing what you quote-unquote have to do. There are people actually making a living by doing what it is that they're passionate about, and maybe not even making a living, just tapping into what it is that you're passionate about and doing it. Like, for example, I'm passionate about singing, and that's something that I've only shared with people the last, I don't know, year or two. But I've only done it two or three times in front of people, but I've been doing it since I was a kid. I've been hanging on to that passion and holding on to it and hiding it because out of fear of judgment or whatever. It's just scary. It's just scary when you find something that you're passionate about doing it in front of other people, right? That's just part of you being vulnerable. But so I don't make money doing it, but it's something that I'm really am passionate about doing. So even if it's something that you do once a month, you know, twice a month, whatever the case is, it's giving back to you, right? It's giving back to you and honoring your passions. And all that's going to come from it is you're going to create a high vibration. You're going to create more of what you want to experience. That's all it is. And it's super cool. So,
yes. I wanted to add is that something, a very important point actually, is that sometimes you don't always have to transform it into a career. Sometimes, for some people, transforming something into a career can be extremely scary. So what I say to people is the following, is that if you can always start it as a hobby, or you can just leave it as a hobby. Sometimes passion comes in a form of a hobby and not necessarily as a career. You're not obliged to transform anything into a career. One of my passions is sometimes to look at the food channel and just look how people make food or eat in fine dining restaurant. That's another one of my passions. But it's a hobby. I'm not making it a career. You see? Or
eating,
I can have...
Eating in restaurants?
Eating in restaurants. I like fine dining food.
I freaking love that.
I love that.
I'm going to add that to my hobbies list because I love doing the same thing. I've never thought of it as a hobby, though.
Yeah, it's a hobby. So sometimes I have a chance, I go and eat in a fine dining restaurant.
I love it. Perfect. You know what? Absolutely right. And I'm so glad that we ended on that note, letting people know. Because that's probably part of the fear. Well, if I pursue what I'm passionate about, then I have to leave what I'm blah, 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 and I'm pretty good here. But you know, am I going to have to quit my job and go and follow my passion? Not all the time, right?
No.
Not all the time.
So you see, I feel that when I said that, you feel so much more liberated. I'm also going to give you a talent. Even though you're afraid, just go do it, lady. Tanya, go sing in front of people. Sing in front of your family. Sing, just do whatever it is that just do what you love. Just enjoy it and don't think what people think. That's also a really good trick for public speaking, you know?
Yeah.
Don't think about what people think when you get on stage. And I used to perform in the Comedy Nest before.
Oh, cool.
Because I wanted to be an actress, so I tried it, you know?
good for you.
I was very good on stage. If the stage is my home, so I say the following. When I go on stage, I ain't thinking what people are thinking. I just go there and I say, you know what? I am going to have fun. So for all of you who are scared for whatever it is, just say the following. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have the heck of a fun of it. And just enjoy yourself.
Good for you. Good for you. Thank you so much. That's very, very empowering, and such an amazing reminder. One more thing. Okay, we have like 3 minutes left. I have somebody out there who says to me, "This is what I'm passionate about. I could do it all day long, but I don't get paid enough. But I don't get paid enough, so I can't quit my 9-to-5. I can't do it. I need to make more money before blah, 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 blah." What do you say to people like that?
Okay, I say the following. Stay in your 9-to-5 and simply schedule time every day to work on your passion. So if you know what it is and you love what you do, just take it gradually and step by step. Just make a plan. Make a plan. Even if you're too tired, let's say, after your 9 to 5, and you're just spending, let's say, 15 minutes a day, okay? Just take a realistic time. Even if you're spending just 15 minutes a day. Now, ideally, it would be 1 hour, but if you can't, if you feel that you don't want to do it or whatever reason, just start small. Start with something that you can do now. And when you do that, then you will build up your other thing, you know. And again, as I said, make a decision if you want to create, if you want to make it a career, or if you just want to keep it as a hobby. So make a choice about that. And yes, and the most important thing, when you do what you love, don't concentrate on money. Okay, you're gonna lose over there. When it's not, you're not working for the money, you're working to make yourself happy. And that's a very important point that I want you all to get. Enjoy yourself and concentrate on enjoying yourself, because passion attracts money. The vibration of passion attracts money. It attracts success and it attracts money. And success, in my definition, is not always about money. Success is really about, how can I contribute to somebody else? How can I do something that can change the world, that I love, that makes me happy, and give that to others? That's my definition of success.
Well, I love your definition. That's awesome.
So don't concentrate on money. Concentrate on your passion, and the money will follow.
It will.
Over time.
I mean, it totally. I've heard this for years, and it's absolutely true. I hope everybody is listening today to this. Okay, so we got to wrap up, but I'm totally celebrating you being here. I'm so excited that you came. I'm so inspired right now, and I'm so happy that we talked before the webinar, because my webinar is entitled "Say Yes, Worry About It Later," and this, I think, speaks directly to it. So that's why I'm so excited that I got to chat with you. I'm super excited. My vibration's going. I'm going to continue the momentum onto the webinar. So if you guys are not registered yet, hop on over. Tanya Clark Marinelli, that's my Facebook page. I got the link. All you got to do is click on it, register. It's free. Let's talk about growing your business. And one more time, I just want to thank you so much for being here. And I hope.
Oh, and I want to thank you, Tanya. Thank you for having me. I had a blast today. Thank you
absolutely.
So much.
See? What did I say? I said the hour is going to fly by. I love just having, you know, casual conversations about this. It's amazing. So
thank you
let's
for the opportunity. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And for those of you guys who don't know, I'm never going to forget. You also teach on time management. So maybe we can do a show in the future about that.
I would love to come back, Tanya. And I have lots of things to say about time management.
And it has to do
with emotions. Oh, I'm super excited. I could talk about it for hours.
Yeah, because that's one of the things I hear my clients say so much is, I don't have the time. And it's like, whoa, slow down, back up. So, yes, next time. But until then, again, thank you very much. And I hope everybody has an amazing day. And I hope I see you on the live webinar training in half an hour. Take care and have an amazing day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Success to the webinar.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.